Hey everyone, quick aside here from Matthew. Unfortunately, call recorder failed on me and we had to use my Skype audio. So please bear with us because this episode is good. Thanks.
Show about making sense out of a mess of technology. I'm Alex Cox, and I'm an automaton in training.
I'm Matthew Casanelli, and I don't believe in digital note-taking.
The first time you told me that, it wasn't a literal spit take, but no, it actually might have been. It's like my mouth salivated with like I became rabid and upset, and you never explained yourself, which is why we're doing an episode.
You just wanted to know why? Is that?
Yeah.
It's such a pithy like one-liner, but I think that's the worst.
It's so bad. I've been thinking about this for literal weeks because you keep pushing it off too. And it's almost like I think you have a deep, dark secret that you're hiding. And it's very upsetting.
Yeah.
So do we just want to talk about notes and like, automation and shortcuts are going to come out real fast when we talk about our workflows, but mine is super, super simple.
Well, I think just in general, I want to summarize the, like, I don't know if I have some like one-liner and do it all, but it's sort of just that I think the like current state of note-taking apps is broken. And I think it's partially because it's mixed across like there's plain text purists, and then there's other apps that just like have no format file that you can really take advantage of. And maybe I just need to use a piece of paper sometimes. So I think there's just a whole blend that's interesting to talk about. And I have some fun solutions that I'm trying out.
That's the thing. You don't need to use all of them, which is why I just use two. All right, everything on my iPhone, iPad, and now my Mac, pretty much everything, even a lot of text messages, start in drafts because that it's just so easy to send stuff to different apps and to create templates and even OmniFocus templates because it has the ability to support plain text, Markdown, or even Task Paper, which I don't know what the extension of that is. It's like .task.
I think it's just .task paper.
Yeah. And usually I write in Markdown just because it's not that I'm a plain text purist. It's just, I don't know. There's that, like, I'm the Padawan of Merlin Mann sometimes, and it just, like, the way that he talked about plain text and the way that he developed systems of storing ideas in plain text were really exciting to me, especially when, before we had tagging and apps like Bear and Drafts, I used to just use whatever note app was syncing with Dropbox the fastest. And the way that I would tag things is I would do QQQ and then like books or QQQ apps and QQQ like whatever.
Wait, what is that for?
This was the days before tagging and stuff. Yeah.
Because those are unique characters that you can search for and it'll never show up in this accidentally.
Yeah. Yep. And so then I would just do QQQ and then it would essentially be a list of my notes that had been like flagged or tagged, really. And I don't know. It just worked really, really well.
This is one of those things where I don't know if I read like almost most of Merlin's stuff. And so sometimes maybe I should have read this all because I see my text setup from December 12th, 2005. Is that the type of like using lists in the text file name and stuff like that, or is that just in the body?
That's usually just in the body. Like I started to really when Elements came out, which was an old iOS app that would sync with Dropbox. That's when I got really into plain text. So now I just throw and my like main place that I keep text files now is in that Elements folder in Dropbox.
You still have that folder?
Yes.
Hmm.
However, then this application called Bear came along, and it was really pretty and really, really good, and it used iCloud Sync, and iCloud Sync didn't suck anymore. So now all of my canonical notes and pretty much all of the writing I do that I need to save for a period of time lives in Bear. And then I just have, I don't think this is automated. I need to automate this, but occasionally I just send everything from Bear into another almost identical folder. It's not called Elements. It's just called Bear Backup. And that's where like all my canonical text lives. Actually, what's the oldest thing I have in Bear? And obviously I sort notes from most recently edited to,
Did your backups get ruined?
No, my first entry is called, this is so embarrassing and stupid, but it's called So Long and Thanks for All the Eyes. And it's, this little post I made on my blog when, Steve Jobs died.
Oh my God. Yeah, well, I love the title.
So, yeah.
Okay, sorry, I just needed a moment.
Yo, it's, yep. 2011, oh boy. What a fun first year of college. Okay, so that is my entire note setup. Like, I've tried going into Ulysses, I've tried using the main notes app as the Apple Notes app as my main notes app, and none of it has really stuck. The one exception, I guess, is from drafts. I often send things to day one. And I also have a shared note in Apple Notes tracking the seasons of Survivor I've watched with my friend Jen, but that's about it. Like, that's an edge case. So yeah, it's boring, it works, and it's been this, I've never had my full library of notes in drafts, but honestly I'm thinking about it. I really love Bear, but it's one more step, and I don't know. I would really like it again to be in just one place, because Bear sometimes leans a little too hard into Markdown, and I don't necessarily want that all the time.
Yeah.
The end. Story over.
Well, I have some questions.
Go on.
So I want to set aside the part about this stuff doesn't suck anymore. Like, you're saying text files, because that's definitely part of the difference, I think, today versus even a couple of years ago. So you have a... Sounds like you have a library of notes, which sounds like a pretty specific way you use them. But before we do that, also, I want to know about doing handwriting stuff. And then also just like what you're using the notes for.
Oh, like, yeah.
Specifically.
The old pen and paper stuff. Ugh.
Well, even beyond pen and paper. I mean, like iPad, the crayon or something. Like,
Pretty much anything that I am writing with my hand, I treat as disposable. And it's just another inbox for me, which I don't enjoy having. But I always...
Why?
Because I have enough inboxes in my life.
You don't like having an inbox of paper, but you do like that it's disposable?
I really don't like paper, except that it's a necessary evil sometimes, because there's not always a printer on hand, or sometimes I can't type as fast as my boss is talking, or like he wants to draw something and I'm like, yep, here is my little field notes and here's my pen. So that's always with me at work, but otherwise I'm really never writing on anything. I'll have bursts of brainstorming where I'll use the good notes on the iPad, but again, none of this is a place to store things. It's just a place to make something, and then it goes somewhere.
Where would you put handwritten notes after you're done with them?
I don't. Scan that. I OCR them, and if necessary. Usually, it's never necessary. I think one time it was necessary to take a picture of something, and that just ended up in Google Drive. Like, it wasn't a personal thing for me.
Mm-hmm. That's just like scanning it, basically.
Yeah. So, yep, they pretty much go in the trash. Or I manually, well, this is the other thing. Like, sometimes writing it out just helps, very rarely, but sometimes it. Do you know what's on the back of field notes?
Yeah, it's I'm not writing it down to remember it later. I'm writing it down to remember it now.
Exactly. So that's kind of how I approach all paper notes.
It's just like not forget, almost like drafts.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's kind of it really is actually like drafts.
This new technology called paper, it's like drafts for iOS and Mac, but it's not on a computer. It's crazy.
But you can't back it up, and it doesn't live everywhere. It just lives in my jean pocket. Most of it ends up in OmniFocus, honestly. It's often just like a little thing I must do or a thing I need to remember.
Mm-hmm. So, but do you end up writing up what you hand wrote, or if it's written well enough using the OCR?
Yeah. But again, very rarely.
That blend is like, I want to use the notes handwriting recognition that they just added, but it's not fantastic compared to something like Nebo is actually really good because it just tells you as you're writing what the words are in like the OCR text. So I really enjoy that. It's good notes. I think I always want to like pinch and zoom in and out, and I can't. Mm-hmm. It's just a page of paper, and that I'm like, you're digital. What are you doing? Like, let me use this more than just like what's on the screen, like the screen size. So I think I struggle with that. But I like what you said that it is disposable, because I think there's an app called, I think it's Captio. Maybe I'll have to check on that, but it lets you like digitize a record of your handwritten notes. So for deep field notes people, you could like take pictures of all your pages and then have digital versions of that. But like that whole blend between them is sort of a challenge, because I feel like all the apps that are good at handwriting are trying to be like, you're like students taking notes in class and doing all handwriting.
Yeah.
I end up wanting to turn it into something digitally, and so I struggle with that part.
The only time I can think of, like, people are going to be like, well, what about if you want to do this? What about if you want to do this? Like, I've used MindNode. I've used paper, like the app paper. I've used Nebo, but all of those are edge cases, and they can be great. Like, it is a way to shift my mind and, like, just shift my way of thinking for a bit. But though I don't consider that note taking, I consider that doing a thing.
Like mind mapping actively.
Yeah. Like I wouldn't, how do I even, like when I'm in drafts or I don't know. It's hard to like, when I think of notes, I think of something that I'm creating and then something that I am storing later for reference.
Yeah.
And that is why I try to keep it as simple as possible, because things like drafts and Bear are incredibly fast, incredibly reliable. I know some people have had some issues with Bear, but I never have. I don't know.
Like syncing or?
Syncing and duplicate notes at times.
I think it was worse earlier.
Yeah.
Or like I think it might do something where it like doesn't always sync when you share stuff in, and so then when you open it later, it's like doing a bunch all at once versus actually going, I'm not totally sure. I shouldn't. They'll be like, that's not True, but I think so. What do you specifically? You were like, you write things down and then use them later, and that's, and I think that's kind of part of my thesis on digital notes, is like the note itself shouldn't be the important part. It's what comes after that. And so like, what is it, just like lists for your checklists and things like that, or emails?
No. So no, like all of that lives in a different place. It doesn't live in my notes.
Not in drafts either.
If it went in drafts, I've sent it off somewhere else, like I've created a contact, or I've put it into OmniFocus, something like that.
I guess like the notes that become permanent, it just goes in there then. I guess like what's an example? Because that's what I like, what a note is to somebody is totally different.
That is true. Okay, so I have a couple things in here. Christmas movies. Oh, I'm looking at, really, actually, yeah, let's look at notes that I've had for years.
Yeah, your old notes, that's actually more interesting.
Yeah, so long and thank for all the eyes.
Is this your text file of notes?
Yeah, this is my bear. It includes notes from 2011. I've got albums 2011, Columbia notes, and it's just a series. Oh, this is a long one. A bunch of notes from college. And then I've got a bunch of XXX things, which I guess I was using instead of QQQ, which is funny because it just looks like porn, a bunch of it.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what is this about?
Yep. There's a comic I made with someone called Planet Irony at some point. So it's got stuff about that. An old, my very first podcast called Lens Flare. Some serial numbers.
Just stop. And why do you have these as notes versus like day one, for example? Because that seems like it would fit for something that's I think that maybe this is like the whole existential thing of like, what are notes for? It sounds so stupid just for like taking notes, but it is like, what do you use it for is totally different for people, because I think I'm trying to be extremely active with my notes, and it sounds like you have a lot of just like an archive of things.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's super ephemeral, and it's kind of like,
well, ephemeral is the opposite.
But it's digital, so it needs to, it like these canonical notes are also like ephemeral in that, okay, so everything from drafts goes into a place, sure. But also, there are some, like, you don't need to have, like, notes zero. Like, it's not, like, an inbox zero thing, even though that's not
what... Yeah, that's totally... That's, like, part of the problem for me, is that some apps, to me, feel like I need to, or, like, I don't know, something about Bear doesn't feel permanent to me. And maybe that's just because of the way I've used it. I just don't... Bear specifically, I don't like the fact that the tags go into the body of my text, because if I pull them in shortcuts, it has a bunch of tags at the end. And so to me, that almost was like it's like a no-go right away, because I want to use, and my whole like shortcuts involvement is like definitely breaks me and puts me into like a different consideration set that's more detailed, I think.
So then we just talked about how like I kind of treat my notes like basically I don't have them organized at all either. They are all just searchable. Like if I need something, I almost never have a problem finding it. It pops up like right away. And maybe that's just because I've gotten so used to how I take notes and like the way I process information, it's just super easy. I really don't know. Like, and that's why I'm struggling with your whole thing of like digital notes don't exist. I'm looking at them. They exist.
I think it's because maybe it's because I have been moving systems and I don't have as much of an archive where I'm, well, like taking notes is different than just having the text file part of it, because like writing down something in drafts is something I do a lot. But I think where I'm struggling is I'm just because of I'm working in like an information field, and specifically I'm trying to like remember everything there is to know about shortcuts and mm-hmm. all of iOS stuff and all the apps and everything, that it's a lot of like metadata that mm-hmm. plain text can't capture for me. And it's also a lot of visuals. Like, I think the plain text thing makes sense when we can't have images because it was so hard before, but like in 2019, I feel like it should be able to do more than that. I mean, and it's mm-hmm. different. Like drafts makes the choice to be plain text mm-hmm. versus something like Bear is kind of a mix. I don't use Ulysses for notes, but the text bundle format I actually am fascinated by, because it's just text and images combined into a folder that then can like work with each other.
What is text bundle? Is it literally just like text files and then JPEGs in a folder?
Yeah, it's like a folder that it's a zipped up file that has like Markdown and then the images, so that it can reference those properly and be all in one file format.
Well.
Yeah. So this is actually maybe it was my node that got text bundle import. I think it did, actually.
This is why I'm in training. How did I not know this was a thing?
I think Ulysses might have invented it. I might be wrong.
Oh my goodness.
And then who else uses this?
Oh my gosh. So this is basically like oh my gosh, this is so exciting. How are you? Oh, Bear supports it?
They should talk with like Gruber or something.
Oh my God. My God.
Because that's like how, I think that's how Bear works, because it's Markdown plus images. First of all, I do love how Bear, if you put in hex codes for colors, it will show the color.
Right.
That's like what my only note right now is, the colors of the Shortcuts app, and because it shows all of them. Because I moved out of Bear a while ago.
Wait, so when you say you moved out of Bear, where did all of your Bear stuff go?
I spread its ashes across.
Oh my God.
The river.
Oh no. Well, across many, many apps? Like, or did you just delete everything?
I don't know. I think it might be in Evernote right now.
That's the thing, is I bring my notes so for a while, like I was even that's why I love plain text. Like I can jump around to a bunch of shit and it all works. However, text bundling, I'm now learning, also works in a bunch of places, and I'm very excited.
Yeah, that needs to be like the new thing. But I think at least for right now, part of it is that because it hasn't worked, it like hasn't been working for me for years. So I haven't been taking very good notes, and it's all in my head. And this is why I'm like doing a terrible job of executing on a lot of it, is because I don't have I haven't landed on some sort of like way to reference these materials. I am trying to just like take notes on stuff, and it's not enough. And so I don't think they work. Like, I don't think that a text file thing, I think it serves the function and it does what it does, but it doesn't do enough, because like images are extremely rich pieces of information, not just the photo itself, but all of the metadata that's attached to it too. Like that's the whole thing about Snapchat being a business at all, is that you can communicate a lot, or just like photos have location metadata and things like that that can all be used, or just location data in general, or sketching and audio and stuff like that, I think is all useful. Evernote would be like, if Evernote wasn't Evernote, it would be the perfect solution. That's just it. As it's like, I think we might have talked about their iOS app just like isn't up to par. And so I think there's a lot where I think I was saying, like, because I feel like my needs have moved above plain text into something else, I need something beyond that in some sort of database form or richer notes media. And I have a couple things that I'm trying out. should we just jump into it?
I mean, yeah, that's the thing is you're saying your mouth words are saying that there isn't like you're saying what you need, and it sounds like Tex Bundle is exactly that.
Yeah,
and
but
I'm like, let's go into what you use, because I'm looking at right now, I'm looking at textbundle.org, and I'm seeing a lot of apps that we've talked about, including
the list of apps.
Yeah, there's the it includes Ulysses and MindNode. So where do I get it now? Like, your part of your issue is your notes, like you need more.
I need better apps.
Yeah, you need better apps. You need what Evernote is trying to be, basically.
Well, I have something that I'm not totally sold on it, but I'm very interested, and it's it's called Notebooks, which is a interesting. I think I may have ignored it in the past because of the name being so incredibly generic.
It really was up in the air in my mind of, wait, are you talking about an app or
exactly?
Thing?
It's like he's not going to show up in search results very well. But I think it might have just gotten better, or their Mac app is in beta. And so I don't think it was good enough before, but it might be at the peak where it's like, oh yeah, I can actually use this. And I think it's because they use HTML files. And so that also let you write in Markdown. And so it's kind of like a blend of HTML, like just actual rich text formatting, like you can in Evernote, but then it's not Evernote markup language, ENML, and just like all this complicated stuff. And then it can have images and everything too. And the app can also let you turn a note list into tasks and assign those to certain dates. You can do sketching, audio files, and you can even like bundle them into books and then export it as an ebook right away and stuff like that. That's kind of interesting, which you can do with apps like Ulysses and probably even Bear. But something about the way it organizes seems like it would be conducive to something like that. And it's almost like this is what it's like, a native Notion that isn't as, it's not as Silicon Valley polished, but it's kind of like a wiki of, I think that's why people are really impressed by Notion, and then they cry when they use the iPad app, because you can't arrow between paragraphs and things like that. That's like, no, that's not okay. So I think it's a very like iOS, iPad, and Mac app type of service too, which I like, and it works for PC. That alone is like, I'm sure there's some people who are like, heck yes. But,
oh my gosh.
And they have contexts, so you can sort by that type of stuff. But I'm also, I'm not totally, this is one of my, in my little guide that I like put together for myself, I think this is one of the landing places where I want stuff to go, because I think that's like you said, you totally were like, oh yeah, I just send it off to a final resting place, and I was like, dang it, I thought that was my unique idea. Because it is like the Evernote bucket is like never good enough, and to me it needs to become some part of my wiki of like, this is all the stuff that I know, but it's also, it doesn't have the like metadata level that I want. And so I think in general, I have this classic overthinker solution, but I just have multiple places where I'm sending stuff now. And I'm trying out a little bit of some of the final stuff, but like I do write in Ulysses. And so something going into Ulysses and then going onto my blog is a very final state. Then I can basically like not think about it anymore and put that information into my wiki, so I can kind of later have like, here's a whole book about how to do this stuff, and I've already written it. And then day one is like a place to put personal stuff. And something like quotes, I like day one for, but I also don't, because I don't look at it as much. And so
I sort of stopped putting quotes into a place after my beloved app quotes by Lickability died. And then I kind of was like, I exported everything into a text file, which also lives in Bear. And it upset me how many white guys I was quoting and reading. And I was like, huh, this is not great. So I just stopped doing it.
That's like when I cleaned out my Evernote a few years ago, I was like, why did I think this crap was important? Like, that's what's fascinating to me. Mm-hmm. Was like, oh, I have this like social media tips article that's like a joke now compared to what I know about it. And I mm-hmm. guess I needed it at the time, but it's like, quote book though, I just built some shortcuts for it the other day, because you can still, because it has a URL scheme. And if you own it, you can still download it and use it. I want them to bring it back. I totally think they should.
Hey, Matt Bischoff, if you're listening, hey, just saying hi, you know, yeah. Just hey. That's, I mean, and like, obviously it's counterintuitive to think, Alex, so you read and wrote down too many things that white men said, so you just burnt it down instead of adding more people. And I'm like, no, it was more of a, this is all the content I'm consuming, and also this is the content that I'm looking at often, so this just mm-hmm. needs to stop.
So you just don't do quotes?
I just, yeah.
Yeah, which is, it's a kind of always been an aspirational thing. Maybe that's why their app didn't do as well or something. I have no idea. But just like, people don't actively do that a whole lot. I think I wrote about it on the Sweet Setup of a way to, I have all the shortcuts for formatting quotes. It's mostly just picking something that is permanent that I like. And that's, I think, a big thing that you're just like, you just chose Bear and just haven't changed your mind. And I changed my mind a bunch, but.
But that's the thing is I like trying new things. I like popping over to new stuff as, you know, like for a while, I would just go with whatever cool app was syncing with Dropbox. And now I use Bear with iCloud Sync, but I have no worries about leaving Bear because I can export everything as a text file. And actually, for a while, I didn't use the tag portion because you couldn't export without the tags. But now you can. You can export.
You can.
Yeah. I don't know how that works with shortcuts, though. Yeah.
I doubt it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that problem is still there, unfortunately. But now I do use the tag system because when I inevitably leave Bear for greener grasses, I can just leave it as a dot text or now as a text bundle, apparently.
Ooh.
So I might end up being way more into Bear after this, or way more into Ulysses, or now I'm looking at notebooks, and I'm very upset.
Mm. Yeah, and I'm not, so I have a couple more before we...
Oh, real quick, does Notes have, notebooks have a URL scheme?
Yes, it does. God. And I haven't built a whole mess of shortcuts for it yet, but I'm close because it's actually pretty easy. It's just like you do the folder structure and then just the name of the file, so it's not anything too crazy. But I will definitely be posting about that. But I think three other ones are interesting. MindNode, which just got updated, and I've been using that for a long time. I'm a huge fan. Also Agenda, which is very weird, but there's a specific reason I think it might work for me. And then I have this master air table that mm-hmm. is madness. And so the three roles that those are serving, at least right now, I'm testing out. I mean, my note for sure is it's kind of like visual drafts almost, which is I just came up with that on the spot, but it's like being able to just type something out, but then give it basically an outline type structure and hierarchy visually by mm-hmm. having a whole mind map. And the big thing is that on the iPad, they just added multiple select by like tap, you hold, you put a finger down on the canvas, and then you can like use a second finger to multiple select things. And I don't think I even realized it couldn't really do this before, but like, that's huge. Like, you could not select multiple things before and move them around. And now you can, now the iPad app really is like, it's almost like a best in class iPad app because it has a lot of nice sliders and stuff that can show the fields that you mm-hmm. or the all the settings that you want to use, but then also go full screen and all these focus modes or like working on an external monitor. So it's, I still want them to space out the nodes side to side because I just added like 45 categories and it just turns into this giant vertical list, which is a little excessive. Like, there's space on the sides it could be using better.
It looks very interesting.
But I love, they have a quick capture on iOS where you can basically just like type a bulleted outline and then it'll turn into a mind map. And so maybe this is like, I can see how you could go from something like Mind Node into Bear and then back out into Ulysses or something like that if you ever want. So it's, but it is like, I think because I need to do something with all my notes. Like, I am trying to publish content that is relevant mm-hmm. to this stuff. And so I think I needed it a little bit more structured, which Agenda is providing an interesting one because it's note-taking app. It's a note-taking app that's also notes can kind of be tasks and added to like your calendar. And this is one of those things where I should have just listened to Federico like 6 months ago because he wrote about it and mm-hmm. he was like, oh, this is perfect. I mean, I think before it didn't take attachments. And so it was plain text for me. What it didn't work because I have like screenshots of shortcuts. And that's probably the biggest part is that my library can become like in one day, I can get like 150 new images that are just screenshots wrapped in device frames that are then combined into like groups of three. And so I need those assets and to be able to use them.
Can you give me an example of it? So would that be for before a post and that's why it's all bundled? Like, I'm sorry, for a blog post. So that's why it's all bundled like that.
Yeah. I don't think I would put them all into my notes, but part of the point is that I want to be able to do this over time instead of just spending all day writing my review of Reader for like, I need a way of like, I come across it, start working on it, take screenshots whenever I can or something like that. And then those can kind of live on later.
Oh, yeah. Where do you put your screenshots? Because that's a big part of
I don't. Oh. They're just in photos.
Oh, no.
Which is actually fine. Like photos itself. I use Google Photos to show the photos of my family and stuff in around our house. So mm-hmm. I don't necessarily. That's all. I mean, don't even get me started. That'll be something else I tackle and try to work on. But I feel like I'll figure that out this summer a little bit better because it is like working with screenshots is a major issue on iOS because of the whole files system thing. But for me, what is interesting about Agenda is just that it's a task. And like at a certain mm-hmm. point, I need a way to track ideas and like what I want to do as a task and have it be due at some point. But not just like tasks in things that I'm not working on. Cause then it's just, I feel like I have like this monster project list that isn't really, they're not active projects at all yet. It's just ideas, but I do want to do something with it for sure. And it's like, oh, I just thought of this one thing when somebody tweeted at me. I always have like really good responses to a specific problem, but I never know how to then turn that into a blog post. And so right. I want to put those types of things in here. And then give them what I do like too is that then it's like you can link it to your calendar and have it be like, this is when I'm doing this type of thing. And so I think that something about the way it just specifically works now clicks for me as a content creator working across multiple things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's your biggest problem is you are working with so many different types of content
and like video files even.
Yeah, that's I mean, we talked about that a little bit in our like my very long and rambling epic how I organize my video stuff, which most the answer is in Final Cut or I don't. But the agenda, I'm literally just opening it right now because I guess I paid for it at some point, and it's got, I don't know, agenda seems like it could be very much for you, and I almost think you should try using agenda without things. Like I think you should just try it.
I kind of just haven't been using things the last few weeks, mm-hmm. but I do know that there's a place for it, but I kind of just like can't approach it right now because I have to work my way up to that point.
Yeah, I mean, that's okay though. Like people were giving me crap about TickTick, and I'm like, no, it's an awesome app for a particular time of year.
The seasonality of it.
Yeah, I don't know. I really like thinking about things in seasons, not quite to the CGP gray extent, but
I'm feeling it more of just like, I mean, or just like that it takes 3 months to do some, really adopt something, not one day. Weird.
Well, and that's kind of difficult when like, let's say you're working on a project and then you're switching notes and then tasks or task managers and then a whole other paradigm.
And trying to automate it on every device that you can. And yeah, it's a whole, like, I'm being a lot more forgiving of that for myself. But partially it's because I'm just kind of picking things. And before, when I'm like trying to make those decisions, it is a lot of like testing it and then realizing it doesn't work. And you do have to switch until you can kind of, like, I've been just like shuffling around the like puzzle pieces, and it's slowly making the picture. But the thing I think that is going to hook it all together or be like the underlying secret sauce is my Airtable that I've had in disparate places for a while, of like multiple bases and stuff like that, which is just the group of kind of just like a spreadsheet in Excel where you have multiple tables. But I have like 20 tables in Airtable now of rich pieces of information that have all of the shortcuts actions and all their descriptions and all the inputs and outputs all organized. And then that is going to be hooking into all of the shortcuts that I'm building that I can actually, basically it's like every sort of folder organization that you might have wanted with shortcuts. I'm trying to like build my own using the information in Airtable.
Mm-hmm.
Also then hooking into my YouTube videos, these podcasts, the live streams that I'm doing, and the articles, because it is like I'm just doing so much. I have no idea what I covered 3 months ago or in what form, and just having proper logs all interconnected to, it's a crazy thing, and I'm going to have to, maybe we should do a whole episode about it once I get it a little bit further along. But this is like my own database of my work.
I really like that. Because that's kind of the database of my work, I guess it lives in drafts, it lives in Bear. And I've sort of been thinking about this too, where the majority of what I make now is audio, and I don't know how to.
It's hard. Audio is the worst part. Video is also very hard. But.
Yeah. And, but the podcast thing too is like, it lives all over the place. But my show notes also, they all live, the archives of them, or the show notes that I make specifically, they live in Bear, with the exception of this show.
Because we barely take them. No.
Well, we barely take them. That's not true.
Oh, show prep. Okay, no, we do show notes.
Yeah.
We didn't do them for the iPad mini episode only. And somebody was like, you guys should do more show notes. And I was like, I spend so much time on every episode except for this single one.
The like, link is the iPad mini. Go to apple.com.
Yeah.
It's not hard.
I was like, there's no links. We didn't talk about
it. Yeah.
I was like, come on.
Yeah. I care so much about show notes, but like, there, that was it. The iPad mini. That was God. but the reason it doesn't live there is because we have to do them in rich text, because that's what Transistor supports. Our what would you, I guess, our CP, not CPM of choice, our and I like it a lot. Thank you, John and John of Transistor, but it, I don't know. That's not, should I, like,
if only you could automate the rich text to markdown conversion and pasting it into Bear using some sort of tool.
But it keeps breaking for me. See, we should do that shortcut from to go from markdown to, going from markdown to rich text and back.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I can mess with it.
Like, that's what I want, because I want my notes to always come with me and be able to, like, they're like the sprites in Totoro. I want them to always be there. Like, they might scurry away in different directions, but they're still just, I know they're always going to come back when I need them.
Yeah. The Airtable doesn't have any sort of rich media, like, single column where you could paste like a whole HTML. I guess I could just save the HTML files. So that's not as ideal, but I can have like an attachments column and paste in the markdown and stuff like that. Because it interconnects is going to be the big thing, because I can already, I can create my own metadata associations and tell you that this action works well with this other action, and then when you click on it, you can see that action and everything. So it's very interesting. And just specifically for me, it is just like a database where I can tag all of my stuff and then be able to pull it out and start working on my notes, because I got all that data from the one spot that's like the archive of tips and tricks and how everything works. 'Cause then I'm not just like reinventing the wheel constantly, because that's definitely what I do.
That's what you're doing.
I'm thinking about the same thing over and over again. And so now I'm thinking about it, putting it there, looking at it, and moving on to the shortcuts. So I think it's, some of it just takes time, because there's 350 actions, and then I'm going to put in like all of my shortcuts, but it will become part of the thing. That's why shortcuts works, is because I can automate how I pass it in and do it as I go. And not like, a big thing that I don't like about Evernote is I'd always go back in and try to tag all my notes, and it's just like exhausting and not the work. It's just, I think I was saying, I want the information, not like the characters in the file, and just messing around with, I want to know what it is and do something with it, not just like have notes. It's a whole like dance to be able to properly take notes and then actually use it. And it does depend on what you're doing, because I'm trying to create content from those notes versus a lot of jobs you probably just need reference information. So I don't know, it kind of is personal, like all of these things. But
have you ever tried using one app for notes or for a database and just used it, like kept yourself disciplined and only used that for 3 weeks or even just a week?
The difference is I just don't take notes in that short of context.
Okay, so like you, I think, all right, let's switch paradigms then, and instead of, because I realize that I think of my notes as my database.
But it's just a database of words. That's kind of
right.
I need more than that.
Right.
Right now.
So I guess, have you done that, but with like your, just sort of with your data? Like, you have that Airtable stuff now, but you were talking about agenda and notebooks, and you're really optimistic about all three of those, and you make a great case for all of them, but those three things don't work together in a seamless way. And what happens when Airtable goes away? Like, how do you export from Airtable? Like, that's what worries me.
They're CSVs, so.
Yeah, but if they were just CSVs, then you would just use, like, Google Sheets.
I can get the data out of those better than I ever could before. And so that makes me more comfortable with it, because you can split that with shortcuts and it can be imported. Oh. So some of the, like, that's definitely a problem with Airtable, but that's an inherent problem with databases and also all of these other apps, is they aren't going to have that rich of information. And once it all gets exported, it's, I mean, like, maybe it should just be JSON, and I could probably just pull it all from shortcuts using get contents of URL and get the JSON of all of my files and just have one giant text blob. That's all of this information. That's like, it really is plain text at a certain point. It's just a really, really advanced front end on top of the formatted data in a JSON file. So it's there. The agenda part, I'm not sure about. And like, that's kind of more like a task manager at a certain point. So it kind of, but it has the notes attached. Notebooks is kind of the one that I think they all are interesting, but it's kind of, I think the notebooks thing is what will lead me to writing some like deeper stuff, or like a shortcuts book or something like that, where to actually build up a note database of knowledge, I don't think I can do that in something like Bear properly.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to use Airtable for that. Airtable is more the, like, just the back end that will, like, start plugging into my website. And when I, in real time, I use a shortcut that pulls in information, and then I can work from it there. Or like on live streams, like, I can be like, oh, you need, like, you're a certain type of business. Here's my category of business and all of the actions that are relevant to you only, and stuff like that. So it's actually, it's crazy powerful. It's like a madhouse for sure. But I think because it wasn't hooked together before, it didn't work for me. But Airtable is a very interesting service. They just need to improve their iOS views, because you can't.
No can ban. You cannot ban.
Look at, or the gallery. But the people should check out on my website, there's the action list. And it's incomplete currently, but it has all of the actions that are in shortcuts and like most of the descriptions. And I'm working on some more metadata part, but just in the top menu bar of my website, there's a little tab called actions list. And then you have to expand the full view in there.
It is really good.
You were like, what the heck?
Well, even this whole episode, I'm like, I was prepared to dunk on you the whole time, much like with our digital minimalism episode. And now I'm just super jazzed. It's actually, especially about Ulysses, because I feel I'm actually like using a lot of features that Ulysses supports, but not in, I don't know, like, I've been doing way more writing than usual, and I've been writing a lot of scripts, and I've just been scripts as in like what people would think of like movie scripts and radio scripts.
You use Slugline?
Yeah, I just use Slugline. Okay. And
our buddy Stu.
Yeah, wait, do you know Stu?
Yeah, did I not? I went and met him at his Berkeley studio just because he wrote that shortcuts piece, and I was like, I live 5 minutes from you. We should hang out.
Oh, I've got a crush on him. Let's.
Ulysses was perfect for when I wrote for Mac format, which is also available in Apple News Plus, by the way, which is awesome.
Mac format?
I think, or it's the. Let me grab it real quick.
Is this a magazine?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. All right. So now I'm processing that.
This happened at the worst time for me. It like released probably right when California was black in the sky and my girlfriend's family's house burned down. But I was in the fall issue of Mac format, and I wrote, because Ulysses has character, like it has goals for words, but it was specifically character counts because print magazines have to be very, very specific.
Mm-hmm.
And so I broke out every single section that I needed to work on with goals and wrote it in like 3 hours. I just like, because I had all of these little horizons, and I was just like, boom, 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 because I like knew the material. So I love Ulysses. And now that I actually have notes better, I think it will be like, I have a like master note thing in notebooks, and then I use my note to like map out my thoughts, and then I think agenda will kind of just be like, okay, now I need to work on this thing in Ulysses and have it all the URL schemes.
No, too many. Too many.
I don't know. I think it'll all work and it'll go fine.
I'll stick
with this for the next 20 years.
Yep. Well, actually, that's kind of the thing, though, is I'm like the old man yelling at a cloud because my process hasn't really changed.
That's what I noticed is like I almost heard you like saying Syracuse the things because it's like clearly you embed it. But that's kind of it for me is I need to like figure out what works for me and my style in this. Like I did just kind of start changing my career in some ways. And so I have to like build it from the ground up and that's why it takes a while. And I'm still overdoing it a bit, but I think some of the integration can make it work where otherwise it is madness. But it'll take me a time to settle into it. And I'm okay with that.
I have to say, as mind-boggling as your process is with your knots, I mean, you know what, for you, you're right, digital notes, it's not that they don't exist, but they are not important to you, which is okay.
Yeah, they like shouldn't exist in the way that they are like used primarily now.
Mm-hmm. And I am gonna actually really, you know, maybe I shouldn't be so set in my ways, and I am not going to pull a Matthew casserole and try to do everything. but I don't know. This Ulysses, actually, I could just throw everything into Ulysses, and I'm sure I must have put some images into Bear at some point.
Their markdown stuff might mess with you a little bit.
Oh, in Bear?
No, in Ulysses. Because they kind of convert links into their little like rich preview links and it can be kind of a pain to share out, but you just test it a couple times. But oh, text bundle might solve all that. Who knows?
Yeah.
I think it's mostly I try to paste in or I try to copy and paste out of Ulysses directly instead of like sharing the markdown text. And so it'll like break out on me.
Yeah. This is all that's the thing is this can all be not solved, but like your information from a master database can fly all over the place with shortcuts. And I have been totally like, I haven't built a new shortcut in like a month. And I realized it's because I'm just pushing it off. Cause I'm like, well, iOS 13 right around the corner.
We got to do it live. That's also it is we still really haven't done that with the show.
I know. And I'm making excuses for myself like somebody does when changing task managers and notes apps every week. I don't know. Matthew Clockwise.
At least for me, I did like just a quick summary. It is like a lot of these things are just digital versions of what people have done before, like iOS as a thing of like a mind map is just a piece of paper. And then the agenda thing is just like a task list and you write down when it's due. And the database is like an actual database then. And so I think they all kind of fit the real metaphors. Whereas there is not like, I mean, it is like an Evernote bucket is just a giant file folder of pieces of paper and it does work. And you can find stuff through it, but I'd want to do more than that. I want it to like work for me, not I have to settle into it.
Mm-hmm.
So
this has been a roller coaster of emotions, but I am glad that we finally had this talk. I feel like this has been. I thought that this was going to be an intervention on my part. But then I think you have intervened me. I don't know. It's the notes and friends we made along the way.
Wow.
God. Matthew, where can people find you online?
They can find me at matthewcasinelli.com/newsletter for my bi-monthly, I don't know the word for it, newsletter that covers everything I'm working on and some extras. What about you?
You can find me at alexcox, spelled COX, not the other way, .me. So alexcox.me.
blogging. I see.
Yeah, just who knows what will be up there when you're listening to this.
Also, a special extra thanks to everyone who joined the Patreon to help support paying for an editor to edit the show, because we appreciate that. And it gives me time to mess around with all my notes apps more. So thank you very much.
And this episode is edited by our dear friend, Brian Hamilton, and you can find his work in the show notes. And this has been another episode of Supercomputer.
See you later, nerds.